Hello, people of the web, and welcome back to Creator's Thoughts. Playing games as content is a pretty sweet deal. I love playing games, and I've managed to turn my hobby of playing games into a part-time job. Streaming games is my gift, but it's also my curse. Who am I? I'm Zack the Dragon. Maybe curse is a little strong of a word, but there is a downside I want to talk about. Streaming is one of my biggest joys in life. Because of that, I make an effort to shape my diary to enable me to go live. I have other hobbies too, including badminton, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. The rest of my hobby time can go to gaming. But if gaming, why not stream? It's one better. So my gaming time is my streaming time. The range of games I enjoy is vast. Everything from point-and-click adventures to gory hack-and-slash to racing and sports. Not all the games I enjoy are well suited to my stream style. Some games I've long wanted to play, I just don't get around to because it doesn't suit streaming. The ghosts of games I'm yet to play haunts me whenever I have a scroll through my library. Shadow of Mordor, Dishonored, Sims 4, Doom, X3, Styx, Trepang, Prey, the list seems never ending. And that's just the ones I own. As a content creator, it's part of my job to keep up to date with the latest releases and game sales so that I can plan my streams. So many amazing games and so little time. Starfield, Assassin's Creed, God of War, all games I'd love to sink my time into. We are so lucky to be living in a time where gaming is widespread and popular enough that developers work to produce such a range of different games and experiences, many of which have hundreds of hours of enjoyment available. We're spoilt. But when you enjoy a wide variety of games, then no matter how much joy the games give you, there is still a sense of regret that you haven't had time to enjoy this game or that game. A regret that's not helped by being so aware of the industry and what you're missing out on. The speed at which I get to enjoy new games is certainly not helped by my love of diving into games fully and wanting to experience them in their entirety. As a kid, I didn't get many video games, most of them bought with hard-earned money from singing at weddings or doing a paper round. So I learnt to enjoy everything the game had to offer, complete every level, collect every weapon, every item, catch all the Pokemon, or equivalent. My ability to enjoy every aspect of the game doesn't always suit streams, be it rerunning a game in order to try an alternative ending, retreading steps to get those last few relics and achievements. These achievement hunts often have to be moved offline, completed in my spare time, between other things. I'm currently in an okay place with just Spells and Secrets and Wild Mender to work on completion. But there has been times where I've felt buried in games that I want to complete but can't seem to find the time. All the while my memory of where I am and how to use my abilities in said game is slowly fading and it makes it a little bit more difficult to do. Yeah, I just spent a few minutes complaining about getting to play amazing games. It's a downside, but a downside of a pretty amazing career, or hobby, if you wouldn't deem my little success as a career. I'm so lucky to be supported by an amazing community that enables me to play games, and those games are made even better by chat being there at my side. I'm going to wrap it up here so that I can make tea, then work on my back catalogue. But I can't leave without posing a question. Do you like to explore everything in a game like I do? And how's your game backlog looking? Thank you for listening. Bye bye now.